Secretary of State Colin Powell has arrived in Jakarta, Indonesia, next to last stop on an eight-nation Asian trip dominated by the issue of terrorism. Powell arrived in Jakarta from the capital of Brunei, where he signed a regional agreement on counterterrorism with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports Southeast Asian countries are a big concern to the United States, perhaps none more so than Indonesia.
September 11th and the subsequent U.S. campaign against terrorism have forced Southeast Asia to confront the growing problem of Islamic militancy. In countries such as Malaysia and the Philippines, it's manifested by banditry and kidnappings. But in the sprawling archipelago of Indonesia, with the largest Muslim population in the world, it's manifested in separatist violence. Other Southeast Asian governments have questioned whether Indonesia is truly committed to combating a problem that threatens not only political stability, but vital tourism and investment throughout Southeast Asia. Secretary Powell says he discussed that issue at length in Singapore and looks forward to his conversations with President Megawati and other Indonesian officials.
We have some ideas and some initiatives that we will present to them that I think will help them in their efforts in the campaign against terrorism.
A senior State Department official says the problem is not so much a specific lack of cooperation from Jakarta, but the fact that the country is still in transition to democracy with weak institutions of government. The official says regulation of financial institutions is especially poor, which makes it difficult for the government to identify and halt sources of terrorist financing. Indonesia has been trying to improve, he says, but has a ways to go. Secretary Powell also expresses optimism about Indonesia's intentions.
I think they recognize the danger that we all face. I think that they have been cooperating more fully with us as time goes by, and I'm quite sure that Mrs. Megawati is committed to this cause.
But Megawati has to be careful. Indonesia is very sensitive about issues of sovereignty. That was demonstrated this week in Brunei, where Southeast Asian nations agreed on a counterterrorism measure in cooperation with the United States. Both Vietnam and Indonesia, to a lesser extent, expressed concern that the agreement could invite new U.S. troop deployments in Asia. But Powell said the agreement does not signal a sudden expansion of U.S. forces.
U.S. troops are in Asia, have been in Asia for many years now, and I think we have been a stabilizing influence in Asia. And for that reason, President Bush is determined to keep U.S. troops in this region as friends, not as foes, not as aggressors, seeking nothing but to help our friends feel secure in their own countries as part sometimes of alliance or just partners with the United States of America.
One way in which the Bush administration is trying to help Indonesia fight terrorism is by improving its law enforcement capability. U.S. funding and contacts with the Indonesian military are restricted by Congress because of its human rights record. So the administration is trying to provide assistance that does not violate the restrictions. For instance, it's obtained congressional approval for $15 million to train the Indonesian police. It also is seeking funds to educate and train civilians within the country's military. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Jakarta.